What's good, world? It's Jazz. Gym Talk, we back. Episode 8. It's called Feelings. And I just really want to talk about how I want to encourage people to sit down. Sit down and be still and decompress. And actually feel. I had a conversation with a few people, a few of my friends. And just talking about if you could control your feelings or not. And I just honestly don't think you can. Because if we could, we would, and we wouldn't really feel the things that we didn't like. Grief, whether it's life, someone passing, or you removing someone from your everyday routine, that's a loss of life too. You have to grieve that. You mourn that. Disappointment, people disappoint you on a daily. Happiness, joy, the good and the bad. We're just always on the go. We're always moving in such a fast pace. I don't think we take the time to sit and just decompress. And that adds to our stress level because we're always on the go. You never sit down and address how you feel about anything. You should be numb because you're not feeling, that's for sure. So I just want to encourage people to sit down, take the time out, and just feel. It's okay not to be okay every hour of the day, every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year. It's okay. If we don't address what we feel and actually allow ourselves to be vulnerable and just feel, it adds to our stress level, creates depression, anxiety, and we got a whole nother issue. So it's very important. I use myself for example. I try to take more and more time out just to kind of be still. Peace, be still. Protect your peace at all costs. You know, I tend to put a lot of people before myself, or I used to. I'm a lot better now. And when I come home, I have to look at myself in the mirror. I have to be okay with the decisions I've made and the way that I feel. That's about protecting my peace. So it's just very important that we just all sit down and address the way that we feel. Feelings are uncontrollable because all the bad shit we wouldn't feel. Or even the good things, because let me say this. I feel a way about a certain someone. She's been the light to my world for a few months now. And it's just, she's my friend. That's all it is. But when you incorporate somebody into your everyday, routine, you develop something, you know. And I've developed feelings. So I'm not really sure if it'll go anywhere. I'm not sure if it'll move past where we at. I'm not sure if it'll ever be anything. It may never be anything. But like, I have to allow myself to feel how I truly feel about her. It's no pressure. It's nothing like that. But for me, for my sake, for my well-being, I have to address these feelings that I have for this person. Because she's a great friend. And I would, like, that has been the most rewarding thing of this whole entire ordeal. Just having a great friend. Like, she's been there for me in ways that I've never asked her to be. I know she got other things going on, but she doesn't care. She always steps. If I show a sign of me not being okay, she always makes sure that I'm straight. And that doesn't have a price on it. I can never repay her for being just in my corner the amount of time that she has been. And, you know, I just appreciate her for that. But that's caused me to develop feelings stronger than a friend. And sometimes you have to sit on that. Sometimes you have to sit on those feelings. I just have to practice allowing myself to feel whatever it is. Because the reality of the situation may be we just may be friends. And that's it. So I got to kind of control the way I react on how I feel about her. But for the most part, you know, I can't control the way I feel. That part is off the charts. Like, it, there is no control in that. I feel how I feel. And as long as she incorporates into my everyday life, I'm going to continue to develop feelings. That's reality. In another situation, trying to figure out if you're supposed to remove people from your life. Seasons, when their time is up, it's up. You know that powerful prayer. Lord, please remove anyone out of my life that is not for me. And you know, we say that prayer with people in mind. And then people who we had no recollect of removing from our life start getting removed. And we, hold on, God. I wasn't talking about him. I wasn't talking about her. Keep them. But no, because he's heard, he's seen, and they're not for us. When a person shows you, they mean that. Believe nothing of what they say, all of what they show you. You know what I'm saying? So it's believe nothing of what they say, all of what they do. When you come home, you got to deal with yourself. You got to look at yourself. You got to be okay with yourself. You cannot pour from an empty glass. You have to put all of those eggs in your basket. You have to truly, truly put all your eggs in your basket. Build yourself up. Self-care is the best care. Self-love is the best love. Take time out and feel the heartbreak, the heartache, the grief, the happiness. Celebrate the small victories, all that. Feel. You get a promotion, take time out and celebrate it. You get broken up with, take time out and deal with it. Really deal with it. Allow yourself to feel that pain. Cry, scream, kick, pray, but feel. Go through it, because that's the only way you're going to get past it. There is no shortcut. There is no secret passage, secret message. There is no way around it. You do go through it, and that's just that. We have to start taking care of ourselves. We have to start feeling. So just this podcast, this episode was just to encourage people to stop, take a little breather, and feel. We move so fast. Everything is moving at a fast pace. We got to do this, got to go here, got to take care of that, got to get the kids, got to make sure he's straight, got to make sure she's straight, got to make sure your parents is good, your cousins and your aunties and your siblings and your friends. Look in the mirror. Make sure she good. Look in the mirror. Make sure he's good. Make sure yourself is good. Because when you good, you'll be more available. Because we're running around here unavailable. A lot of people think because they're single, they're available. That's not true. That's not true at all. You can be single and unavailable. I've seen it. I've been it. And that's just that on that. We just got to take care of ourselves. We got to do a better job. Take care of our mind. Take care of our spirit. Getting those demons out. You know, you can't share everything with everybody. Everybody doesn't deserve more than one chance. We just really have to feel. So take the time out. Take the time out of your day and feel. You know me. Protect your peace at all costs. There is no price tag on a peace of mind. If you have to go anywhere to find a peace of mind, that's not it. You should be able to get it in your own backyard. Stay up. Gym Talk. I'm out.